This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Trump under oath. The former president says he's testifying today in a civil investigation in New York into his business dealings. The allegations are that he misled lenders and tax authorities. This is separate from the federal investigation into whether he took classified records when he left the White House. The FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida on Monday. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Trumps accuse Democrats of weaponizing the Justice Department. GOP Senator Roger Wicker says Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Chief Chris Wray must explain why the search happened.
We deserve answers. We deserve the transparency.
The department's not commenting. At the White House.
We did not have advance notice.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said she has no comment about the search itself.
This is a criminal investigation that the Department of Justice is independently running.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's an arrest after four Muslim men were killed in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Chief Harold Medina tells reporters.
We arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed and charged him for the murder of two Muslim men in our community.
That from KOAT. Investigators say Saeed, who came to the U.S. from Afghanistan some 5 years ago, was seen leaving his home and followed by police for some 100 miles before being arrested. Tests on weapons in the home and his car provided the evidence needed to charge him with two of the killings. He's also a suspect in two other killings. I'm Tim McGuire.
Authorities say the suspect knew the victims, but the motive for the killings is still under investigation. You know how high prices are now. Well, this morning the government releases new numbers for July, expected to show that prices jumped 8.7% from a year earlier. This is AP News. The U.S. will stretch the monkeypox vaccine supply using smaller doses. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. health officials are endorsing a new monkeypox vaccination strategy designed to stretch limited supplies by allowing health professionals to vaccinate up to five people instead of one with each vial. The new recommendation calls for the dose to be administered with an injection under the skin rather than into deeper tissue. The White House's monkeypox response coordinator, Robert Fenton, said the plan would help the U.S. stay ahead of the virus.
It is a game changer when it comes to our response and our ability to get ahead of the virus. It's safe, it's effective, and it will significantly scale the volume of vaccine doses available for communities across the country.
Recipients would still get two shots spaced 4 weeks apart. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Kenan Thompson will host the Emmy Awards next month. He says it's ridiculously exciting. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.